We noted in the bulletin this morning that this evening I would share what I call the state of the church. I always like to preempt the president on this. He's coming up on Tuesday evening. We like to predate him in our state of the church address. And so I'd like to share with you some things that we've seen this past year. And Lord willing, give you some things to pray about as we look toward the next year. Some of the things that we'll be rehearsing this evening were matters that were prayer requests last year. And this evening, they're matters that are for us praises, as we've seen God bless, God answer those prayers. But I thought it would be well for us all to be able to pray together and have a cohesive time where we rehearse the workings of the Lord in this place and then pray together as to some of the things that are before us as we look toward the future. As you look back on the year 2010, there were 27 members added. There were numerous professions of faith. We thank the Lord especially for all those who participated in witnessing to others during the Steve Pettit evangelistic meetings. In fact, it was a joy this morning in the foyer to meet a young man who came to Christ during those meetings. He was back for the Sunday school class today with the teens. It's a blessing to see some of the fruit that's remaining from the professions made, both during vacation Bible time and others who have walked the aisle even this year during services. Missions. Colonial Hills Baptist Church has long had a focus on missions, sharing the gospel with those in the regions beyond. There are over 80 members of our missionary family. 12 of those in the missionary family are retired. 31 countries are represented. These are just simply some fun facts to know and tell as we pray about our missionary family. There are 17 institutions that are supported with missionary funds. Our missionary giving for 2010 was something over $450,000 as a composite total. That's an amazing, amazing contribution to world evangelism. And indeed, we say to God be the glory, great things He hath done. Our monthly support of missionaries went up during this past fiscal year, during the past calendar year, I should say, to $22,600 a month, which is a 5% increase in the fiscal year as we've dedicated ourselves to supporting missionaries both near and far. And I wish I could share with you the details of the emails that I've received from Pastor Kopp in Myanmar, rejoicing in the Christmas offering that Colonial Hills Baptist Church was able to send. In fact, I got a letter from Dr. Callahan, who is the overseer of the International Partnership Ministries, under which Dr. Kopp is serving there in Myanmar. And he said that that gift to build the Timothy Center for Evangelism in Myanmar is the largest single gift ever received by an independent partner missionary on the field for any purpose. And they are just rejoicing, folks. And we ought to just say thank the Lord for that. Pretty exciting thing when you realize that the Myanmar state is Burma. That's the place where America's first foreign missionary went in 1812. As God would send out from our shores, Adoniram Judson, sent out as a Congregationalist, converting to be a Baptist on the boat, heading over to debate with William Carey in India. Knowing that he was going to be up against a buzzsaw, he thought he'd get into the New Testament Greek and study what baptism was all about, and he came to conclude that William Carey ought to baptize him by immersion. And Adoniram Judson then, when he went to Burma, was a Baptist missionary starting churches for the glory of the Lord. And that's exactly where Nong Khop is today, in the Chin State, up in the mountains of a place that is closed to us, but very open to the gospel through one that we're supporting, and we thank the Lord for that. Ministry blessings this past year. We've had many comments about the blessing of the cottage prayer meetings. We thank the Lord for the deacons and their focus on ministering to their care groups. And the cottage prayer meetings were a tremendous blessing in preparation for the Pettit revivals. Vacation Bible time with Dino Dave was a special blessing to the boys and girls, as well as to the moms and dads. A little bit of a different way to do vacation Bible time. But we had a number of people who came each evening, family members that came each evening. We thank the Lord for that. Ladies' ministries have taken a different turn and been enhanced this year with tremendous participation. I wish all of you men could have been with us this past Monday evening for ladies' meeting. I'm trying to smile while I say this. I stood alone to represent you gentlemen. There were over 100 ladies at the ladies' meeting on Monday evening and a number that were guests, and we're so thankful for that and the interest being taken in training our ladies to be women of God, sharing the gospel both at home and in the workplace with joy. Our junior church, we haven't said a whole lot about this, but our junior church has been totally revamped. Those who are parents who have children in the junior church and those who are junior church workers know this. We now have a curricula that's bringing our children in the junior church program really through 4 years. They go through the Bible. They go through it on their level. It's matched up with old-time stories of missionary heroes and old-time hymns that match the themes, and every month is a different theme. And then we're the beneficiaries of that as the boys and girls come in the junior church choir or the children's choir that sings for us monthly here in the evening service. I certainly enjoyed the summer interns, and I don't just say that because I had a son who was one of the summer interns, but it was a great blessing to have Daniel Clark with us and Nathaniel Utley, and Nate's going to be back with us this summer. We're looking forward to his second year of interning with us. He's from South Bend. And then Chad and Courtney. Courtney was an adopted intern. But the summer interns put a whole new perspective of opportunity on the summer. I don't like to see the summer be a time when we pull back, where ministries seem to fade. It ought to be a time where we're forging ahead. We thank the Lord for the ministry we enjoyed this summer with capable summer interns who helped us to enhance our ministry to our children and to our teens, as well as to others within our church family. Of course, the children's choir began as a ministry from the children's church into the auditorium. The Christmas Eve service was a special blessing in 2010. If you weren't able to be with us, special thanks to Pastor Roshi and all those who participated. It was just a tremendous blessing, and I think honoring the Lord to be able to gather together and consider what He's done for us. I know that's been a long-standing event, but I've had many comments about the special blessing it was this year. Thanks to Dan Elkins, who put up a new website for us about last February in 2010. In fact, there was someone who came to the service this morning, a young couple with a little baby, and they said they found us on the website. Almost everybody that comes to a church today is going to first look at you on the website and decide whether they'd like to come or not. And so we thank the Lord that that went up in 2010. It's probably going to be taking a new face here in the next few weeks. That's an ongoing ministry, and of necessity it needs to be tended to regularly. The Pettit meetings were a special blessing, of course. Resolution Sunday actually started in 2010. We now have two Resolution Sundays under our belt, with Tom Farrell in 2010 and with Will Galkin in 2011. One of the blessings of Resolution Sunday. I hope we don't have any Revolution Sundays. Resolution Sunday. It was a great joy to hear the Hendersons tell me that the total sales of devotional materials exceeded last year. That's a great blessing. That means people are coming to Resolution Sunday saying, I had a wonderful time in my devotions last year. I'd like to enhance that in the upcoming year. And so Resolution Sunday began. Our children's Christmas program was a particular blessing. And now there are some folks that are here this evening who work with those boys and girls for the children's Christmas program this year that by now, the end of January, are just beginning to get back to normal. Up until now, they've been pretty exhausted. But what a blessing it was to see from two-year-old on up through sixth grade and then beyond our high schoolers and junior hires on the platform ministering during the Christmas season. Now, that's something, folks, we want to pray that the Lord will use in the future to bring in many. You realize there are people around about our community who've never seen young people who are loving the Lord and loving serving Him and singing His praises. A ministry began during the 5 o'clock hour called 3 P's. That stands for prayer. The boys and girls are learning to pray for our missionaries and pray for our shut-ins. It also stands for passages. They're memorizing scripture passages. And then pen pals. They're actually writing letters and postcards and emails to our missionaries and to some of our shut-ins in the church family. And that's a blessing to have them involved in ministry and training to serve others during the 5 o'clock hour. We started some electives during the Adult Bible Fellowship. In fact, we started calling the Sunday School Hour for adults something a little bit more descriptive. It is, after all, adults, and it's about the Bible, and it's a time of fellowship. And so we now have some elective classes that are ongoing. One of those classes is a Footsteps of Faith class, which is an ongoing effort to bring people in who are new to our church or perhaps have never had the privilege of going through a more systematic discipleship program. That is now happening during the 9:30 hour. And then Rob Moritz has begun an emphasis on teaching finances, faith-based finances. Right now he is teaching in the young adult class, but he taught this as an elective during the fall semester, and that will be an ongoing class. And then last semester in the fall, we started a class on families of faith, and the Lefews are going to be picking up that mantle and carrying it on into the spring as we continue to have an ongoing elective on whether it be discipleship principles or finances or family ministries. While the regular classes are continuing, these are up and going as well, and I trust will be a blessing. We've seen an increased enrollment in Colonial Christian School. We had a fall intern who's no longer a fall intern. That would be Joe Fant. He's no longer a fall intern. He's here permanently as our youth pastor, and we enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving concert. Again, if you weren't here to enjoy Mac and Beth Lynch for Thanksgiving and the Pie Fellowship following, that was a tremendous blessing. We've had a pastoral staff change this year. Joe and Becky Fant, I didn't know if I wanted to put their picture up here or not. After the morning service, Pastor Fant came up to me in the foyer. You know, I preached this morning about how to get along with your boss, and he said to me in the foyer, I really needed that message, Pastor Phelps. We're thankful for the fans. You know, I scratch through these things and try to go through my calendar and update my mind on all that's happened this year. One of the things that's not on the facility enhancement blessings from, that should say, 2010. We are right now in the midst of nursery remodeling and a facility committee. I'm sorry, that's coming up on the next slide. This is what's going on right now. The nursery has been torn into. When it's done, by God's grace, we hope that it will solve some of the congestion in the lobby as you work your way around the Fine Arts Center. We hope also that it will provide greater security to our moms and dads and boys and girls and workers in the nursery. We'd like to keep the nursery as an off-limits area where we're not housing anyone when they come on trips overnight. We're not even using it for bridal changing rooms. It's a nursery. It's a lockdown area. No one goes in there but little ones and nursery workers. And if you're familiar with the state of ministries today and also the expectations of governance within ministries, you'll understand and appreciate that that's a great need. And so what used to be, I believe, the one-year-old nursery is being converted into kind of reception central where you'll go in and there'll be counters to send your children into the infant side or into the ones and twos. And the threes have been moved down on a corridor. And we appreciate Rick and all those, many, many men have been volunteering time to help us in this project, and we appreciate that. There is a facilities committee that meets with me now on a monthly basis. You say, well, what's the facilities committee about? It's about conversations about our auditorium. How can we best be attractive to our community? Is there any way that we can enhance the way our auditorium appears, the layout of it? This is a facility that God has given us by His grace in a very strategic place, in a very strategic location. And I found over the years it's best to have a committee with many heads and much experience gathering together to have conversations about how to use those facilities for the glory of God in the very best way. And so on the facilities committee, we have some who have background trades in heat and ventilation. We have some who have mechanical engineering background, some who have architectural background, some who have electrical background. Then you have me sitting there with ministerial background saying, I'm sure glad the rest of you are here. We'd like to be able to plot and plan so as best to use the facilities God has given us. After all, we're commissioned to occupy till He comes. That means we ought to have a view toward the future. And so we've had conversations about the auditorium, everything from sight lines to colors to acoustics to lighting. Those are all things that need to be considered for us to do ministry to our very best here at Colonial. Connection spaces. You say, what's that? Well, at Colonial, we have some pretty tight hallways. There's a funny bench out here. You'll see on Sunday mornings that it's become junior high, I guess, ninth and tenth grade special area right now. But that's a connection space, a place where people just feel comfortable gathering. We don't have many of those at Colonial. What we'd like to consider is how can we make our foyer, our hallways, our spaces, our moving spaces more comfortable for pausing space. Right now, when people fellowship, often it's in the foyer or in the auditorium after a service. Sometimes you feel a bit rushed when they're in the foyer. We don't want you to rush. We want you to feel like, this is my church family. I want to stay here and connect. I want to get to know others. So this is a conversation that's being had. How do we do that? And we have to think strategically to accomplish that. Another topic that's been addressed prior to my ever coming here is, Pastor Phelps, it seems like we need a fellowship hall, an area where we can gather together. We have a gathering place right now, and it's long way down the corridor, and it's being used a great deal. We're very thankful for that. But the fellowship hall space has been something that has been considered a long-standing need, as well as a kitchen that the ladies of the church are comfortable using, that would be located in a good position. And we talked about the foyer. And one of the assets that we have at Colonial that the facilities committee is discussing is our asset that's invisible to us right now, which is Keystone. Keystone Avenue is one of the most widely used streets in all of Indianapolis. And right now, when you're coming up Keystone, Colonial Hills Baptist Church is not seen perhaps as best as it could be. And so pray for the facilities committee that they would address these needs with wisdom and then be able to bring to the congregation a plan that would be beneficial to all and a blessing to the Lord. When you look back, some things have happened this past year. The parking lot has been resurfaced and restriped. If you're not parking now in a place that's striped for you to park in, shame on you. Last year, if you were parking anywhere but a place that was striped, it wasn't really your fault. But we thank the Lord for the parking lot resurfacing and restriping. It's been a real help, and it actually keeps the snow melting better. And we appreciate Rick being so diligent to keep the snow clear. But having that parking lot darkened allows the sun to work with the snow plow. The gathering place has been redecorated. It's not just home to George Thornton's class, and it's also home to the ladies' Bible study on Tuesday mornings with Betty, and Wednesday evenings being used now for fellowship dinners, and that's been a real help in the ministry here. We've had a total facility reallocation this year. That reallocation project is completed. The A wing has pretty much become preschool central. The B wing has become elementary school central. The Heller wing is adult Bible fellowship central. And now when folks come, we have a logic behind our facility. That was a big project, and we appreciate the school administration as well as the school teachers and everyone that helped in that, both repainting rooms and putting carpet down. And in fact, a lot of that has happened. New furnishings are enjoyed over in the Heller building. A lot of people have commented on those black chairs over there. I think some of the people would like to drag those over to the auditorium. They're just really comfortable. If you haven't enjoyed them in the Sunday school hour, Pastor Thomas found them, and they've been a real blessing. The wireless internet is available on this side of the building for our guests when they come, as well as across the street when they're staying in the housing there. One of the things I didn't put on here was we have an apartment over there in the annex now that has been used for our interns. It's been a tremendous blessing. And I don't know that I have it on the future slide either, but one of the things we'd like to consider as we look at the annex is if we can use that more for traveling groups as they come through by having a little bit of a bunkhouse situated over there with maybe some more showers, that would really be a help. We have groups coming through all the time, and I'm not just talking young people going on mission trips, but when the Galkin team comes through, the Pettit team comes through, boy, how they appreciate having facilities where they can stay while they're doing recordings and things of that nature. The sound system has seen some enhancement. The eighth wing has been carpeted. Whiteboards have been added to the rooms. A lot of things have happened this past year. Now I'm going to pause on looking ahead. As you look toward 2011, there are some ministry plans that need to be considered. Wednesday evening suppers are under Karen Thomas' direction. I've asked Karen to take a title here in the ministry, and she has graciously, with her husband's consent, said yes to this. She is now considered our hospitality coordinator. What that means to us is when we have a funeral need, funeral dinner, a fellowship after the service, the Wednesday evening dinner, I've told her if I see her in the kitchen, that's a no-no. I want her to be managing those ministries and involving as many within our church family as possible, but knowing that we have a resource who can help get people involved and knowing that we can do that with efficiency and a touch toward ministry, a focus toward ministry to others. So I appreciate Karen's ministry during the Wednesday evenings. Our nursery is being revamped even as we speak. There was a meeting tonight with our nursery workers, and Rhonda Zirkel is now serving over the nurseries and the preschools, and she's doing so with joy. We had a wonderful meeting tonight, and the nurseries are being revamped, as is the 3- and 4-year-old ministry, and some announcements will be enjoyed about that, I think, even in the upcoming weeks. We have a Panama mission trip to be praying about. Lots of you are involved in that as we look toward 2011, taking medical people to the field and ministering the gospel through them. If you didn't hear during the Sunday school hour this morning, we're going to have a wonderful Valentine's banquet this year. It's going to be with a different emphasis. Bring your friend, bring your spouse, but also think about bringing the lost. And we asked during the Sunday school classes this morning, a clipboard was passed out in most of the classes down in the Heller wing. We'll be in Pastor Thomas's class with that this coming week. We asked for some who would say, I have a friend I'd like to invite who is lost. We had others signing up saying, I'd like to sponsor a plate and pay for a dinner for someone to come to the Valentine banquet who needs to hear the gospel. On top of that burden, we're having the teens serve with us in the program and as hospitality hosts and hostesses for the Valentine's banquet in order for their lives to impact those who are coming, so it'll be a church-wide effort. And we'll be talking about that as the month of February comes before us. We're thinking about, haven't confirmed on this yet, but there's a date on the calendar that says family camp. I think it's at the end of July, and that may sound a little strange to you. That's just a different twist on vacation Bible time with a real total family emphasis. And so we'll be talking about that as we come into 2011. No overnights. Don't let the title fool you. We're not going to be digging a pond out here at the soccer field and having a fishing bonanza at our family camp or anything like that. It'll be an evening event, but it'll be something very special for all of our church families. We're looking forward to having more internships in 2011. Dr. Farrell has talked to us about hosting some of the men with the advanced ministry training that he's involved in, and we've consented to that. It's been a blessing to us. Some other ministry plans that you can be praying about. Talk to Becky Fant and also to our deacons about consolidating one of our strengths, which is our musical ministry, and putting it together under the banner of a music academy that could bless our church family but also be an outreach to our community. And so you can begin to pray about this. We'd like to have that ship launched in the fall, but a music academy for Indianapolis would be an opportunity for you to say to your neighbors, if you're interested in taking piano or violin or organ or strings, as the Lord would enlarge it, you can come right to Colonial Hills Music Academy or Indianapolis Music Academy or whatever the title might be as we go down the pathway. And the goal with that would be reaching out in our community with godly teachers who can teach music but also can deliver the gospel to those who are coming in, but also consolidating our efforts for moms and dads so that we can do our very best always to provide what we've been enjoying, really, wonderful music training, but doing it with a polish that I trust will have that excellence that the Lord would smile upon. The youth choir has already begun rehearsals. We're looking forward to their ministry in the upcoming year. Here's another one that I'm going to have you pray about. Now, these are pastor's prayer requests, all right? You know, it's interesting, not to take this lightly, and I do want to move on. This past Wednesday evening, in one of the Ask the Pastor questions, I made some comments about the need for us to see visitors coming to our services. You know, this morning, the Lord answered that prayer already with three couples that run our service this morning. I was so delighted to think that when we're transparent and pray much about those evident needs, God begins to work right away. Here's a need, a burden, a consideration. We would like to consider praying about someone who would come in and have a special focused ministry on young adults, college, career, young married couples. Now, that wouldn't be the end of the job description. The rest of the job description would be overseeing our adult Bible fellowship ministries in order to assure that we are carefully guided in our Bible teaching, that we're burdened for others, that they be reached through that effort. And so there is much that can be done through someone in that particular capacity. So I'm going to have you pray about that. I've already had the deacons praying about that for a couple of months, but I thought I'd mention it tonight as we look ahead to 2011. And I think that's the end of what I have for you this evening to pray about and consider, but we thank the Lord for what He's done.